Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. Reminding you, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by, in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank. It belongs to you and money comes back in the end. More information at www.mecu.com or at steinershow.org is MeQ, Baltimore Credit Union's banner. There is a play opening this weekend at Morgan State University. And I met the playwright a little earlier this year. The play sounds fantastic. It's called Reparations, a Musical. Yes, that's right, a musical. And we're here in studio with Shirley Bassfield Dunlap, who, of course, is the associate professor and coordinator of theater arts here at Morgan State University, the queen of theater at Morgan. Good to have her back in the studio. Shirley, welcome.
Mark.
Good to see you.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Good.
And Joseph Edwards joins us by phone. He's a playwright and the man who wrote Reparations, a musical. And Joseph, good to have you back with us.
Thanks. Pleasure to be back, Mark. And hello, Shirley.
Hello.
So let's begin. Let me just get to the sojourn first about how the play got here. But Joseph, talk a bit about the play. I mean, and because the idea of Reparations, a musical, is one, not the first thing you would think about doing reparations, but but this is such a creative process. Talk a bit about what you did here and what the play is.
Well, you know, initially I was thinking, how do you present such a challenging subject matter to folk who run away as soon as they hear reparations? And so I thought that Reparations in a Musical would pique people's interest. And they said, well, I got to see this, you know. And and how it got to Morgan is that, you know, I thought that, you know, they had a theater department there and Dr. Ray Winbush was there. And I heard about Shirley Dunlap's work. And I thought that it would be a great place to do it because it's a historically black, you know, institution. I thought that the young people would learn a lot from it, in addition to learning, you know, valuable skills in the arts. And then, you know, we also modeling how you use the arts to support, you know, social justice, you know, to challenge, some of the taboos that people are afraid to talk about and deal with. And of course, that's what, you know, theater is, you know, one of the purposes of theater. And that's basically, you know, how I got there, you know, and, but, you know, it's a challenging subject. So, I have a lot of respect for, you know, theater, Morgan and Shirley, who actually took on the project and, you know, decided to even deal with it.
So Shirley, talk a bit about this, man, how you found the play and what and describe what this play means to you and what people will see.
Well, I was excited to have been approached, or as we say in the world, courted by by Joseph, and so
you were courted and theatrically smitten.
Yes, 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 yes. That bug bites all the time. That theater bug bites all the time. And so one of the things that's very important for me is to use theater as a means by which to teach. And so I'm always looking at productions that can teach the story. I've done, you know, shows that have taught history. And the thing that is very important about this play, Mark, and our listeners, is the fact that it's like it's a walking, talking, singing history book. And so you will be able to The characters that are in the play are actually characters from American and African history. And so that's very important, I feel, for our audience to understand as well. And the story is based on our history of Africans in America and surrounding the subject of reparations. It even talks about in the play that other cultures have received reparations, and not all, but African Americans, Africans in America have not. And the question of why and how one can is dealing with that particular subject. It's a nationwide topic.
Yes, yes, it is, and it really is. I mean, it's a really important one. And I think that sometimes the power of the arts, that the arts have the power sometimes to open people's minds to things mm-hmm. that conversations don't always do, or the written word doesn't always do
yeah.
in books and lectures, you know?
Yeah, that's very important, because a lot of times people will read something, but it doesn't set on them. It doesn't settle in their mind, in their brain.
Right, right.
But when they see it, when they hear it, when they, and I always tell my students, you have to taste, smell, see, touch mm-hmm. theater. And when all of the, when they embrace that with all of their senses, it stays with them for such a long period of time. And then they become an advocate for it. The audience members will become an advocate. There's so many people, not just, you know, we can't just say that it's the students. There are adults that are
not
aware of this topic, and not aware of the power that this topic can lead them to move on to deal with this issue of reparations.
It's a complex subject, and Joseph Edwards, I mean, I'd like to get a sense of, like, I mean, how, what you did here and how you approached this thing theatrically, and who are the characters? I mean, let me start there. Who's in this play?
Well, you know, a character that I love, a historical figure that a lot of people don't know about is Imhotep. He built the first step pyramid in ancient Kemet, now called Egypt. You know, some more than 5,000 years ago, and in fact, a whole school of medicine was built upon his work. The Hippocratic Oath should be actually called the Imhotepian Oath, because he is the father of medicine. But a lot of folks don't know about him, so I brought him back because I'd really like to introduce him to mainstream society. And you have Callie House in the piece, who was one of the first supporters for reparations after emancipation. In fact, she rounded up about 300,000 African Americans to support the fight for reparations. And then you have a character by the name of Belinda Royale, who, and I believe it was, if I'm correct, 1782,
yes.
Received reparations for
right.
being, you're right. So, and then you have, some composite of current figures like Ray Winbush, Cornel West, and Charles Ogletree, who are kind of combined into
Ray Winbush is a character in the play.
Well, yeah. He's combined. And he's played.
I like it.
He's played by one of our faculty members.
Who's that?
Baruti Kapana.
Oh, Baruti. Yes, he did. Yeah. Baruti did tell me that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Baruti was a student of mine in my younger years.
When you were a teenage teacher.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And he was a wee child.
Yes, right. I figured.
But it's wonderful to have Baruti on stage.
Yeah.
It's also wonderful to have Brian Norton. You know, working with faculty has been a joy as well.
What's Brian play?
Brian plays several characters. He plays Samuel Cartwright. He plays Douglas Lee, who actually defies Callie House, and he also plays a character that is actually it's a caricature of that which that a composite called white racism, and also he plays Willie Lynch, who is a real character who was actually invited by the slaveholders to Jamestown to train the slaveholders and teach the slaveholders on how to train slaves so that they could get the best out of their slaves. So he is quite a character. But I've worked with all of them before, so it's very nice working with them again. And we have some community people. We have a young man who just celebrated his 72nd birthday, who travels all the way from Northern Virginia. And another woman who is in the Baltimore community is a part of our cast. So the cast is made up of a wide variety of different types, as well as our students, of course.
So I'm curious about the musical part.
Well, yeah. Well, Joseph, you want to talk about that?
Well, the thing is okay, so musically, like you just played Paul Robeson.
Right.
Version of Let My People Go. And Paul used music a great deal in his efforts to appeal to people. And so, in creating the project, I knew that it had to have musical element in it because, you know, the power of music to connect to people beyond, you know, just the, you know, the cognitive, you know, receptors is, you know, you hit them spiritually, emotionally, and they walk out actually, you know, humming and singing some of the songs. But you have a combination of, you know, blues, rap, jazz, and some show tunes kind of, so there's something for everybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and of course, I hope that people leave actually singing reparations because
I like that. Yeah,
that's the whole idea. You know, you want them leaving this theater singing reparations. You know, and saying I don't believe they did that to me. You know, but what I do know, Mark, is that people will leave this show with a greater sense of how they can contribute to the reparations movement, but also much more educated about what the legal, historical, and sociological arguments are, you know, for reparations.
And Shirley, you directed the theatrical and musical aspects of the play?
I actually brought in a music director. Joseph provided the lyrics and the bass of the actual rhythm of the pieces, and then we have a musical director here from Morgan, Stephen Felton, and we have a choreographer, Torrance Johnson, who was our choreographer for The Color Purple, and so I'm really happy to be working with both of them again. Stephen was my musical director when I did Ain't Misbehavin' down at Spotlighters.
Oh yeah, right,
yes.
right.
So I'm really excited about that. Yes, I have directed and blocked it. This is a new piece, and so it is the first time to be actually put in full production.
Oh, really? Here at Morgan State University?
Here at Morgan State University. And I'm excited about that fact because always it will be written down in the production history that it was that the original production was done here at Morgan with Theater Morgan and their cast list and everything. So that's really exciting for me to have that legacy. We've done new plays before, and it's always important, you know, as a Morgan grad and as one of the graduates of the first graduating class of theater arts, it's always important for me. It's a personal, it gets personal, you know.
I understand.
So,
right.
So that's exciting. And we are happy to have a set that is absolutely phenomenal. In fact, our chair came to me and said, "This has to be the biggest set that you've ever done. And I said, "No, because all of our sets on the Gilliam stage have been from left to right, and then when there was nowhere else to go, we just went up, and so we had double decker sets. But this set is very important. And what is so exciting, Mark, is that we had visitors from the Bronx yesterday to come my hometown, and they said, "Well, this set looks sort of kind of like a ship," and we were like, "Yes, you got the concept." It's real exciting. It's real exciting to see everybody see that abstract view, and it was designed by a graduating senior who all of our students have to do a senior project, and he works part-time at Center Stage, and so he in their scene shop. So he wanted to do his graduate.
His
name is Brian Jamal Marshall.
I have to check that. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see this set. We only have a few minutes left in the segment, but let me try to get one very quick call in here at 410-319-8888. And Afrikaan, you're on the air.
Happy spring to everyone.
Happy spring.
Yes.
Now, I wanted to add to what the brother and sister is saying. We have a group by the name of the Park Vibes out Druid Hill Park every Sunday. This is on a regular basis, and it's about music and dance.
Awesome.
And we have instruments for the young people and the old people, and it's every Sunday for until. They've been coming out there for generations.
Awesome.
And so I think this is connected to what the brother and sister are doing. We have to do this on a universal, not just locally, but internationally, universally.
Exactly. That's great. Maybe you can have your group to come see the show. We do have group ticket sales. If you go to murphyfineartscenter.org and make sure you say arts with an S, you will see the information about purchasing tickets to come as a group, because we do have group sales. And we also have a student matinee on Thursday, April 16th at 10:30 in the morning. So if you have students in a school, they can come to see the show then as well.
So what are the exact dates of the play?
The opening night is tomorrow night, Friday night. And I did want to say that the entire production is dedicated to the late Homer E. Favor, who was
one of my favorite people on the planet.
Yes,
I love
wasn't
Homer.
He? Yes.
I miss Homer.
Yeah, and it
I miss having my vodka martinis on a Friday afternoon with Homer.
Well, I don't miss that part.
I do.
But you know, it's important to know Homer created almost single-handedly the Institute for Urban Research.
Yes, right.
And so it was really important for me. Homer's been in my life ever since I was a student, as a member of the historic Union Baptist Church, and also part of just, you know, being one of the go-to people with the Goon Squad. So it was important for me to realize that everything was in alignment for me to do this show, because, as we know, Homer made his transition from this world on just in 2013.
Right, right.
And that's when I realized that I needed to do that. So we have an opening night on tomorrow at 7:30. Then we have a Saturday 2 p.m. matinee and a Saturday 7:30 show. And we have a Sunday 3 o'clock show. And then we repeat it again the next
weekend. The following weekend.
Yes, with the 16th, that Thursday, a week from today, being a 10:30 show. I would also like to say that we have, for practically all of the shows, a post-production discussion that will be led by many of the faculty members here at Morgan State University.
So I would say not to miss this, knowing the work of Shirley Bassfield Dunlap and having met Joseph Edwards here at WEAA and talked great in length with him about this concept, mm-hmm. this production. This should be an amazing production. Reparations, a musical, opening this Friday night here at Morgan State University at the Murphy Fine Arts Center. It'll run this weekend and the following weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
And tickets are available at Murphy Fine Arts, with an S, murphyfineartscenter.org.
Yes.
Or you can also buy tickets by just walking up to the booth.
Yes, and through Ticketmaster.
Oh, Ticketmaster. All right, mm-hmm. through Ticketmaster. Mm-hmm. So this is a very special event, the world premiere of Reparations, a musical, here at Morgan State University by Joseph Edwards, who has joined us here by phone. Joseph, I look forward to seeing you. Are you coming back for the production?
Absolutely, Mark.
Good. Looking forward to seeing you then. And Shirley Bassfield Dunlap, as always, who directs the play, Reparations in Musical, and is associate professor and coordinator of theater arts here at Morgan State University. Shirley, you bring such magnificent work to Baltimore and to this institution.
Thank you, Mark.
It's good to have you in the studio again.
It's always wonderful to be with you.
So, folks, get out to this theater. This is great theater town. This is a great theater here at Morgan State University. Opens Friday night. Just go to murphyfineartscenter.org. We're going to take a very brief break and come back, and we're going out with Soul Man by Sam and Dave. On this day in 1988, Dave Prater of Sam and Dave was killed in a car crash. Remember him and the great work he brought us.